Report, CNN admits use of breaking news has become lost on the audience. By Ethan Lettman on June 2, 2022. CNN has admitted the constant usage of breaking news has become tired among viewers and will scale back its use, according to an Axios report. Chris Licht, who replaced former disgraced CNN president Jeff Zucker after he admitted to having an inappropriate relationship with a subordinate, told Axios the left-wing network plans to update its stylebook specifically in regards to overusing the breaking news term on all platforms. It has become such a fixture on every channel and network that its impact has become lost on the audience, Licht told Axios. You've already seen far less of the breaking news banner across our programming. Since Zucker's departure, CNN has declared intentions to pivot its news coverage to being less partisan, while returning to traditional journalism, Axios noted. Despite the declaration to present its coverage as less partisan, the network currently faces a challenge with this change of presentation. As Breitbart News has reported, new White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is currently in a domestic partnership with CNN anchor Suzanne Melvo. CNN also faces a steep uphill climb to regain lost viewership. As Breitbart News's John Nolte has documented, CNN's ratings have been tanking for a while, even falling behind fellow left-wing cable news network MSNBC. In the month of April, CNN lost 43% of its total viewership, including dropping 53% in the coveted 25 to 54 age demographic. Furthermore, CNN is fresh from of its failure with the launch of the subscription streaming service CNN Plus. The streaming was canned on April 28, 4 weeks after its initial launch on March 29. As Nolte noted in April, CNN Plus was averaging only 10,000 viewers per day while running. Chris Wallace, who left Fox News in December 2021 and had looked forward to the new freedom when joining CNN Plus at the time, was reportedly having daily breakdowns over the streaming service's failure out the gate, Breitbart News reported. You can follow Ethan Lettman on Twitter at @EthanLettman.